Echo and Harper Audio present How Does That Make You Feel, Magda Eklund? A novel by Anna Montague, performed by Cynthia Nixon. To Isabel, this book was always for and thanks to you. I think friendships are the result of certain needs that can be completely hidden from both people, sometimes hidden forever. Patricia Highsmith, The Price of Salt. Part 1. Home, 2011. 1. I really thought you died this time, Gwen sighed. I know, I shouldn't freak out, but every week I just think, well, this is it, you know? It's gonna happen, and I'm gonna be the one to find her. She stood in the threshold, shifting from foot to foot, until Magda gestured toward the couch. Please. Gwen shrugged past her. Sorry. I know that's insensitive and, like, age is just a number. It is, Magda said, easing into her own chair. She reached for her notepad, added, let's talk about how that makes you feel. Magda already knew the answer, though. The creeping wave of existential dread had not slowed for Gwen since her mother's death a few years prior. Following that initial grieving period, Gwen's resultant issue was a fixation with mortality that sank tenterhooks into her daily life, rendering most endeavors doomed from the outset. Like, if we're all gonna die anyway, I mean. In recent weeks, Gwen had begun arriving at their sessions early, by 5, 10, 15 minutes, her presence alert and agitated. The psychological Cerberus was what Magda's colleagues called her, having seen Gwen on various occasions pacing the waiting area. Magda could usually sense Gwen just beyond the wooden doors, the dog-eared paperback of fear and trembling upon her lap, running again through the scenario, okay, I find her, then what? At the moment, Gwen was saying how she didn't disagree with what Magda had said in their previous session exactly, about how the fear might be actively diminishing her quality of life. Like with Steve, she said, I get that it's not good for our marriage, the being together all the time, and him feeling like he's managing me, you know, always talking me off a ledge. But I keep feeling like, I don't know, the bad things can't happen if I'm there. If I'm focused enough, like how, she motioned vaguely toward Magda, you know. Magda set down her pen, steepled her fingers. What if we try in this moment to turn away from the fear? Let's shift our focus to the present. What do you observe is happening right now? I mean, you're alive. A glance at the clock then. 47 minutes to go. Magda was examining the lines on her face when the buzzer rang to announce her next patient. She saw Bill every Tuesday and had without fail for many years. In January, he had begun to caution Magda that this year, their 13th, was suspicious, and that if something were to go wrong with their working relationship, they were perhaps on the brink of that moment. He had said as much during years 7 and 11 as well. It's the prime numbers that are suspect, he said grimly, rubbing at his chin, but 13 especially so. Hirsute and tall, Bill crouched reflexively upon approaching a door. He wore the rote uniform of bankers, fitted suits, loafers, never without pomade. He had a loud and confident way of speaking about things that held little or no.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?